Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Happy New Year, Denise.
Happy New Year, Norma. Another year, another one in the books.
And we are welcoming back our first guest of 2016 and our last guest of 2015, Jan Peterzelka, Master Gardener. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. And Happy New Year to both of you. We're ready to rock and roll.
I think so. We got a great year planned ahead, I'm sure. And I think one really good thing we can start off with is, even though we can't really do anything in the garden too much because of the weather, there is an activity or a class, I should say, that's coming up that people can enroll in to learn more about what they can do in the garden when the time comes. So, Denise, tell us more.
Education is the key. You know, once you kind of decipher those little challenges of gardening in the desert, you can see that it can be fulfilling and you have a really extended growing season. We're really lucky to have that. So enjoy your rest at home at this point. But there's always a great opportunity. The Master Gardeners and our extension program really put on a lot of types of programs for you to understand exactly how to garden in El Paso. And one of those is a 6-week gardening course given throughout the El Paso Community College program.
And this is a program that's going to begin in late January, so I'm assuming that registration is ongoing right now. And we've talked about this program before on past shows.
Exactly. It's a really great way. It's kind of like a gateway to master gardening for people that can't allow the time to come to our traditional master gardening program that's held during the week. And then there's also the volunteer service component to the program itself. This is really great if people still work outside of the home during the work week, but they have a couple of hours each weekend to come in and learn about gardening. We've really pulled those really important topics to boil down and condense that for what you need to be successful at home. And we've gotten really great feedback from the class. It's held 3 times a year. Any time of the year is a great time to take it. But this cool weather is a nice way to be able to stay inside and stay warm and learn and then get geared up for spring.
Because I think maybe a lot of people have a bit of an itch. You know, there's really not much to do. So they're really looking forward to when the springtime comes to where they might be able to finally get out there. And whenever the nurseries and big box stores, whenever the spring is coming around, they bring out all of their inventory pretty much. And not all of it necessarily is ideal for our growing conditions.
Right, exactly. Because you have a buyer that's purchasing for an entire region. And that one buyer in that one office can be housed in Houston and buying for the entire southern part of the United States. Well, we all know that Texas is a diverse state and Houston is nowhere like El Paso. So you really need to be able to understand what's going to grow here and what's not. And, you know, from the questions that we get on our shows, from the questions that the Master Gardeners get in our office, people have a lot of frustrations. Like, I'm trying this, it's not working. What's going on? And once you're able to start connecting those dots and saying, oh, if I do X instead of Y, then that works. And that's really a great way to be able to understand that and really raise your gardening skill level and be successful. Because that's what I want people to do, is always go forward and then, you know, get comfortable with doing something and then push yourself and try something different.
And again, this is an ideal time to do it. Arm yourself with knowledge before the growing season begins. And the class is going to cover information like soil improvement and turf and vegetables, native plants, xeriscaping, herb gardening, container gardening. I know maybe some people listening maybe only have an interest in one. I just want to learn how to grow vegetables. But as you've seen in past Master Gardener courses, you know, people go in with that single vision, but they end up coming out with a larger understanding and possibly even a new passion for a different branch of gardening.
Yeah, and it's not like the different topics are independent of one another. It's all kind of combined because you have to look at the environmental conditions and our soil conditions as well. In horticulture, we always talk about we need to do the 3 T's, trees, turf, and tomatoes. If we've covered all those three, we're good. And those are the number one, you know, questions that people are interested in learning about. And this is all information applicable to El Paso, taught by El Paso Master Gardeners for our area. So it's a great way to be able to learn about that. And we actually have one of our instructors for that course sitting here with us today in the studio. And that's Jan. Jan, tell us about your perspective and your feedback from the class.
Well, for one thing, it's always an honor to take part in this class with other master gardeners that are so knowledgeable. And, you know, as master gardeners, we're constantly learning. and we learn from one another. So from that perspective, I was really honored to be asked to teach container gardening. My class is about a 2.5-hour course. People always say to me, I have a black thumb. There is no such thing as a black thumb. I want to tell everybody that. Perhaps you think that your thumb is black. Well, maybe it's more of a lighter green. And what you do to make it develop what people like to call that green thumb is to learn. So it's not that you have a black thumb. It's just that you have not been taught how to do things properly. And just like everybody else, I've had mentors that have brought me along in the container gardening area, and it's a huge passion for me. And I've gotten better, and I've learned more all the time. And so it's fun to share that with everybody. And it's a gateway to master gardening for a lot of people. We've had lots. We average about 10 people in our classes as a rule. So it's a very interactive thing. We encourage a lot of questions, and it's really interesting to interact with those folks and see how they're going to take those things home. And very, as a master gardener, it's very, very rewarding to know that, you know, we've touched those bases.
And this course will, again, last for about a month, beginning on January 23rd through February 27th. It's on a Saturday beginning at 10:30 a.m. at the Valle Verde campus. And registration, again, is ongoing, and it'll go on through the first day of class, I believe.
Yes, exactly. And one thing that people, it is through the community college, so you do have to do your registration through them, not through us. But each presenter takes a PowerPoint presentation with them. And each participant, if they'd like, they'll receive an electronic copy of that as well. So they'll have access to the slideshows and all that information, along with other applicable handouts that's being covered at every talk. Because, you know, we talk about specific gardening topics on those six different Saturdays. So you'll be able to have all that information given to you all at once, but then also starting your library to take back at home to be able to refer back when if there's something that you think that you missed or you want to revisit, you'll have that for you. So it's really great, and that's part of, you know, Extension is sharing that information, and nothing is copyrighted. It's all for public use.
And we invite you to go to epcc.edu to register. Just follow the links to the class schedules, continuing education. Again, that's at epcc.edu. And we'll make sure to also post this information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org for easy reference. And is one of the topics that you guys cover in this class related to pruning? Because I know now is the time to start pruning, if you, in fact, do need to prune.
Yeah, definitely, because trees is one of those big T's that we talked about earlier.
Right.
So we definitely cannot cover pruning all in just a two-hour class. And we can't do it in a Master Gardener half-day session, or we can't do it. You know, it's a constant thing that we have to revisit. But I think the one thing that we can take away from pruning is that, first of all, you don't have to prune every year. Second thing is, you don't want to see a big, obvious pruning job. I mean, you should be able to have to look at that very closely to see where your cuts are. If you've completely massacred your plant or topped your tree, I mean, that's just the wrong approach to take. So, but if you think about things by removing any kind of limbs that are rubbing up against one another, if you want to make sure that you always keep your pets, your people, and your property all safe. So even if that's removing a really good branch of your tree, if it's planted too close to your house, you want to make sure that you take that off. And then you want to look overall is what is that desired shape of that natural shape of that tree? Is it going to be an open center like a typical shade tree would be? Do you need a strong, solid leader? And in most trees, your ash trees, your oak trees, you want to make sure that you have that open canopy and you have that good central leader. Because if you have any kind of doubling or competing branches, that's going to act for a really poor shape after all. And you don't want to have to cut any kind of large rings or large limbs off of your tree. If you do it when it's small, when you train your tree as it's smaller and it's growing, the less you really have to do once it's mature.
And a lot of multi-trunked trees are also really popular around here. So for those, what kind of maintenance do you need to do? Because I know we'll talk about pruning roses here in just a little bit, but are those multi-trunked trees or large shrubs, do they need that open space in the middle like perhaps some of our roses do? Or can you leave them kind of full in the middle.
Well, any tree that you have, you want to make sure that you have good air circulation. That's the key. You don't want to have any kind of insects or diseases kind of harboring in there. So if you can get the airflow through there, that's good. You also want to give enough branches, enough space to be able to grow or flower or fruit or whatever it is that you're trying to get as your end product on that. So you want to make sure that everything's pretty open. You don't want to leave anything too dense or too tight. But a lot of your multi-stem trees are also spring flowering trees and shrubs. So you want to make sure that you wait until after those plants have bloomed to be able to go in there and prune them up. One really big popular tree that we see around town is the red buds. There's all different types of red buds. And those guys, a complete landscape can be still sleepy, still dormant, and then all of a sudden in early spring, pow, you know, that red bud starts blooming. And all those little pink flowers were put on from last year's growth. If you would have pruned your red bud right now, you wouldn't have any flowers in a couple of months. So that's always the key. If you don't know what kind of plant that you have, let it go for an entire year and follow that pattern. And then you want to make sure to be able to come back and prune it when it's needed.
Another one that grows on or that blooms on last year's growth is the crepe myrtle. And
yes.
I, from experience, don't prune it right now.
Right.
Wait till it blooms. And we'll talk about roses, I know, in a minute. But the same is true with your climbing roses, especially your Lady Banksias,
right,
because they only give you that show once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But it is glorious. And if you start pruning them now, you're not going to have anything. You always wait till you're done with your Lady Banksias.
With a couple of minutes that we have left, the rose garden will soon begin pruning. The master gardeners are going to get hard at work because you guys have a lot of roses to get through. But most of us don't have to think about pruning our roses in our yard until perhaps February. But since you guys need a head start, now's about when you get started. But you're actually inviting citizen volunteers to come to the rose garden.
Yes, we are. We have about 1,350 roses to prune. So we have to get started early. And the public is welcome to come out to the municipal rose garden on Copia and experience that. And you can practice on our roses, and then when you're ready to do your own, we equate roses with Valentine's Day. So that's a good way of remembering that that's the time to go ahead and prune at home. You're not going to have near the number. So we have to have it all done so that we're ready for our annual pruning demonstration that we offer in February. So please, we'd love for you to come out, and we can use the manpower, and it's a wonderful way for us to share our expertise and teach you the proper method of pruning roses.
And that rose garden should open on January the 6th, correct?
Pruning starts.
The pruning starts in January the 6th. So
should people just show up, or do you want us to call?
Yeah, Master Gardeners will be out there starting January the 6th. They'll be there every weekday morning. So if you drive and you see them out there, they'll be busy with their loppers and their pruning shears, carrying their big buckets around, trying to clean up the garden. And stop by and ask them a question and talk to them and visit with them. They'll be more than happy to share their knowledge. And if you're so inclined, you can jump right in and help them out. And it's a great way to be active during the winter season. And it's a great way to be able to learn and in a great casual setting.
And it's super easy to find. Just take Copia. It's right across from Memorial Park.
On the right-hand side.
All right. Well, we want to thank you, Jan Peterzelka, Master Gardener, for coming back onto the show to kick us off for a brand new year.
Well, we're going to have a great year. Wish everybody the very best, and make those resolutions to get out and keep your garden and yourself healthy.
And we want to thank Evan Walsh for helping us out engineering today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.